Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, if you're calling number 9 at 800-400-3697, you will win a pair of tickets to Florida Georgia Line with Dan and Shay Friday, September 27th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. We have tickets all week. There you go. Oh, boy. Some rock and country music. Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay, September 27th at Shoreline.
I like it.
If you're calling number 9 right now, you don't even have to talk to Hooman. Looks like Brandon is answering the phones this morning. Hooman is out with his chronic back pain for a few days here. At least a few days.
Oh, I love this song.
Me is that too. Dan and Shay song?
That's correct, yes.
Colorado!
They were so good when they sang this at the Grammys.
Mm. All right, let's jump into the Billboard Hot 100.
Man, I love that song. All right, Billboard Hot 100.
Starting with number 100. These are the top songs in the country at this moment. Number 100, Mama, I Hit a Lick. 2 Chainz featuring Kendrick Lamar. That debuted at number 100.
Who's this?
2 Chainz and Kendrick Lamar.
I don't hate this. I like this.
Skipping up to number 10. I have to say, it's better than most of what we're going to hear in the
guy
top 10.
Yeah, that guy, he's got some flow there. I like it. I like it.
Travis Scott, Sicko Mode is number 10.
Someone said...
J. Cole is at number 9 with Middle Child. This peaked out at number 4. At number 8 is Marshmello and Bastille, Happier. I've been thinking I want you to be happier. Post Malone is at number 7 with Wow. Last week's number 1 has fallen to number 6, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, Shallow. Halsey, oh, Sha-la-la-la-lo, Sha-la-lo, Sha-la-la-la-lo. Number 5 is Halsey, Without Me. I love snaps in songs. It's good. Number 4 is Post Malone and Swae Lee. It's Sunflower from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And Vinny, you were saying this is throughout the movie.
I actually started to rewatch it last night.
Oh, did you?
And the scene in the very beginning when this song's on and the boy is sitting there drawing, I think.
With his headphones on.
He's got his headphones on, and he's trying to sing, but he's doing you.
Oh,
and
all the fake words.
So I watched. It's very funny. It's a very neat moment. That I like that movie.
Cardi B and Bruno Mars have jumped up to 3rd place. Please Me is the name of the song. This is a filthy, dirty song. I think this is the one you were showing me the lyrics to a week or two ago.
Right. Yeah,
and it's just all about all their parts.
I think this is the one
where
she mentions horchata. Horchata. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that reference to?
Well, she references...
something that's sweet like that.
Something that she has that is sweet like that. And
horchata.
She also uses another word that isn't as... talking about yours is this, mine is like horchata. I forget the other word.
Talking to some other hoe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yours is like
vinegar is like, or something. You know, hers is like horchata.
Well, that's just mean.
Yeah, does seem mean.
How does she know?
Right.
Yeah, has she been there?
You don't know.
You know?
Well, you don't know if she doesn't know.
Well, I'm going to assume she does know. She wrote in a song. Ariana Grande is at number 2 with 7 Rings. Okay. Jesus. You're like ruining the song for people.
Oh my God.
That is so stupid.
All right. Thank you. New at number 1.
You couldn't sound more vanilla, bored.
Yeah. I think you do have style.
Give it. I want it. All right. Number one is brand new at number one, debuting in first place. Congratulations to the Jonas Brothers. Sucka.
Boy, they borrowed Shawn Mendes' clapping machine, didn't they?
They sure did. To celebrate the fact that he has a number one song with his band, the Jonas Brothers, Nick Jonas surprised his new wife, Priyanka Chopra, with a Mercedes Maybach. Has Johnny B ever sold one of those?
I don't think so.
It's got to be, what, 150K?
More, even. So I guess he put this on Instagram. It's the two of them with champagne in front of the new car. When the hubby goes number one, the wifey gets a Maybach. Maybach.
Nice.
She captioned that. They're smiling and kissing in front of the new car.
Did you see, which one is this that married her?
Nick. I think he's the middle brother.
He was in an interview talking about the wedding. Remember you reported their wedding was like 3 or 4 days long?
Yeah.
And he actually was, it was nice to see him admit, I thought it would never end. I was so over it by a certain point. And yep. I can't agree more. I don't know how he ever even agreed to it.
Well, it's the culture, right?
Yes, her culture. And
it's
I think that they did
too,
something right. here, too, though. So yeah. It was, you know, they fully had a bunch of weddings.
I get it. We're married.
Right.
A 2019 Mercedes Maybach is $199,000. And they're saying if he customized it in any way.
Which, you know, he did.
Of course he did. I'm sure it was well over that. Let's see. Is there anything else? Basically, he bought her a great car. Okay, so here we go. We talked earlier about this. There are a bunch of Bay Area residents who are implicated in this college cheating scandal that's going on right now. We first heard about this yesterday toward the end of the show. I want to say you handed it to me right before the 8 o'clock celebrity trash. So there's a guy who was taking money for an alleged foundation and using it to scam colleges and bribe officials at colleges in various ways in order to get rich people's kids into them.
Well, he'd made, from what I read yesterday, and I'm going to guess that this was a low guess, he'd made $25 million for himself.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
In this
congratulations.
Job he was doing.
So we talked about whether or not we should say the people who live in the area. Look, if you want to know these names, they're readily available to you. This is everywhere, this stuff. We have decided we'll say the towns that they're from, but we're not going to say. Because, you know, frankly, they could be listeners. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, frankly, we could do whatever we want. But people are saying, read the names.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the names.
You know what? Frankly, to be honest with you, I don't need any trouble today or for the rest of the week.
Or ever. I don't ever want any trouble.
But like you said, the names are all out there.
Yeah, you want them? They're out there. Go ahead and get them. To me, I feel like, you know, is it wrong? Absolutely. Is it surprising that people, no matter what their means are, will do anything for their kids? Not at all. Doesn't make it right. And we've just decided, I decided not to do it. So I'll tell you where they're from. There's a dude from Mill Valley.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say his name. I just told you. We got a couple from Palo Alto, Atherton. Looks like from San Francisco. There's someone. Mm-hmm. We've got people from Hillsboro, Menlo Park.
Oh, all the rich places.
I don't know if this is another Mill Valley. Oh, this is the same Mill Valley guy. Another Hillsboro. Another Menlo Park. And Ross, California, which is also up in Marin. So, look, there's plenty of people. They're saying this is the tip of the iceberg on this. It's been going on since 2011. These are, I guess, the people who they decided to get in the first sweep. But this guy's cooperating, and I'm sure he's going to turn over all his records. And so you should, if you have paid this guy money to get your kid into college, you should be afraid.
Run for it.
I don't know what these people will wind up getting or if they'll serve time or what it will be.
Well, depends on how they, I'm sure. Look, you don't want to screw around with the IRS and the federal government.
Right.
So if you used in some way this donation, which you know it wasn't, on your taxes, that could be your bigger problem. I don't know enough about it. I have a tax person, so I let him handle it. I tell him, but I think that's a big problem, right?
It would appear to be. That's not one of the charges thus far. It's all mail fraud stuff, which is such a strange thing.
So wire fraud, mail fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Oh, boy. These are the various...
Yeah, racketeering.
Because the Felicity Huffman ones were just two mail... So I guess, you know, there'll be various charges.
Right.
People are already, you know, the officials at colleges, coaches, athletic directors, that kind of thing. There have been some firings already. Mm-hmm. So... This is big. It's only going to get bigger, and you can expect to be hearing quite a lot about it. So if you really want the names of the local people, you can go get them. But, you know, I don't want to bum a listener out.
Which I hope you're all listeners.
Mm-hmm. Lori Loughlin's daughter. Lori Loughlin is an actress, and she's one of the people implicated in this with her husband, Massimo. They have twin daughters, and they got them. They paid to get them into whatever school they're in. I don't know. They're Stanford.
Lori Loughlin is USC.
She's the USC.
She's USC.
Yeah. Is that also where Felicity Huffman's daughter went?
And I don't believe they're twin daughters.
Oh, really?
Do you, Vinny?
No, it was, well, what I read was about the one girl who, as I read the story about
Olivia
her.
Olivia Jade.
And she's a total Instagram
Because I thought it was
beast.
Felicity Huffman and her husband. Are they also a USC thing?
I don't know what school those two were at. Okay. I know that I read in detail about Lori Loughlin's daughter, because she's got 1.something million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, so Olivia Jade, 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I guess she does a lot of makeup tutorials.
So we went through...
And style tutorials.
Yeah, she's an influencer. And she actually had said, I didn't want to go to college at all. I wanted to just be an influencer. My parents insisted that I go to college. They insisted to the tune of $500,000 in bribes. So Olivia Jade specifically raised some people's ire when she... I think she'd already gotten into USC, and she had this to say on her YouTube channel. Oh, you poor thing. So even after the apology, she repeated the sentiment of, you know, not wanting to be in college by explaining how her famous parents basically forced her into college while she wanted to be an influencer. During a press conference yesterday morning, officials described the college scandal and admonished the wealthy parents for taking advantage of the system and possibly depriving more deserving students from getting accepted into universities. And then this one here is the 50 people who were indicted for paying the bribe money. There again, here's the tip of the iceberg reference. They're saying scores of very nervous and very rich parents are calling around L.A. trying to get information. FBI agents have seized numerous cell phones and other evidence they believe will lead them to other parents, college employees, and others who might have participated in admissions bribery. I guess there were a number of wealthy parents from some of the most exclusive private schools in LA calling around Tuesday asking if this guy kept a list of clients. As one source put it, these parents are sweating bullets.
Did you see that the FBI stumbled into this case?
No.
The FBI was working something entirely else when they heard about this person that was fixing...
Oh, what were they investigating?
I don't know if they were investigating... Like, there's a lot of athletic issues in the NCAA.
Yes, yeah.
So who knows what...
Didn't they just come out... They came out with some whole new... The NCAA was... There is going to be like a money element or something...
I don't know about that. I don't want to get...
So, yeah, maybe it was part of that.
I just know that they weren't investigating this originally, that they were looking... They were on an entirely different thing, and this guy's name came up, and they went, oh.
Let's have a look at this guy. Let's peek over that fence.
They started looking into him, and all of a sudden...
Uh-oh.
They found a whole new problem that they weren't investigating in the first place.
USC sources say the university has known... They're not saying this... this is not an official statement. Sources at USC say the university's known about the investigation for about 2 months. They did not investigate because they didn't want to undermine the feds, they're saying. They've dealt with the U.S. Attorney's Office before, and they know if they conducted a simultaneous investigation, it could tip off witnesses and targets and result in the destruction of evidence. So they didn't look into it. As for what they will do to the students whose parents got them into the school via bribery... Students will not be all evaluated the same way. If the students knew they were admitted because of bribes, that's just immediate expulsion. If they were in the dark, they're going to evaluate all the circumstances and the decisions are going to be student specific. Mm. Although my feeling is, didn't you say that a bunch of photos of some of these students have started to be circulated? Mm-hmm. Like, these people are the children of these people who are implicated, and those are getting circulated around these college campuses, and they're going to want to leave.
Well, anyway. And like I said, it was just a conversation at dinner last night, but I have a really hard time believing these kids don't know that they got help getting into school. I mean, you know the work you've done. You know you guessed on a bunch of answers on your SAT. You know it. You can feel that when you're in the class. Like,
yep.
We all know that kind of stuff. So and then the mom's super involved, and I just think that the kids do know.
It would be hard for them not to. I do think, though, there are plenty of kids that say, I don't want any help. I want to do this on my own. And the parent looks at their grades and goes, I'm going to secretly help this kid. I'm going to see if there's something I can do.
It's totally possible.
Yeah, I have no idea. And one final thing in this particular story. Officials are furious at the parents who engage in bribery. They say it's tarnished the schools and the students and the athletic programs. And so there's a lot of people who are reeling from this today. Lori Loughlin, one of the accused mothers, purged her social media accounts yesterday, probably because of all the Aunt Becky memes.
Sure.
And were you able to find that particular clip from that particular Full House? So we're going to look for this, and it's because it's so perfect. There was a Full House episode where Jesse... That's Uncle Jesse, Blackie. He lied to get their kids into an elite preschool, and Becky got mad.
Oh, so this was a long time ago, not like the reboot.
Oh, no. This is, from the original Full
Becky
House.
Becky got mad?
Yeah, she was like, how could you lie to give you a blah, 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 blah? They need to do it on their own merit, or whatever the hell she was saying. Which is just so, it's just so perfect. It's so beautiful. Of course, Full House did an episode on how he lied to get the kids into the school. Oh, my God. I did not see the time. I'm so sorry. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Banning unvaccinated kids from school and more after the
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win tickets to see Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida August 30th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Just be here at 8 o'clock for your chance to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Radio.com app. It's an app. It's called Radio.com, and it's an app.
I've heard of it.
You should use it to listen to radio on an app.
I'm going to do it.
Here's what's happening. I was very interested in this story because obviously anyone who comes into San Francisco or other certain parts of town, you see the homeless problem is big.
Oh my God.
It's a
heartbreaking.
It's a real problem. It's heartbreaking. It's also frustrating.
Especially, if you're here as a tourist, you go, holy crap. But if you
live here and you're a homeowner and you say to yourself,
No, you're right. It becomes just an absolute frustrating nuisance that you have to deal with daily.
So our mayor here in San Francisco, London Breed, proposed bringing a 225-bed navigation center here on the Embarcadero Very soon, too, by the way. Like, she dropped the announcement, I think, 7 or 8 days ago and wants to get this thing in place as quickly as possible.
A navigation center? What is that?
Well, it's a way for homeless to come stay. But I think the idea, and I'm guessing now, but the name probably has to do with you need help with drugs. You have
mental
certain
health
other needs.
Issues, right.
How can we start to get these people on their feet? What do they need?
Right.
Because leaving them to build tents and move around the city the way that it has been is not a solution at all.
It's really not working.
Right. Well, residents of Rincon Hill, South Beach, South Park, the Mission Bay jammed the Port Commission meeting in an overwhelming opposition to Mayor London Breed's plan to build the city's largest navigation center on the Embarcadero, just south of the Bay Bridge.
No one wants it in their neighborhood.
Right. So that becomes another problem. So here's someone with a solution. I got an idea.
Yeah, let's try this.
Let's build this in this space and see if we can't get some of these people the help they need.
Right.
I know in Santa Cruz, there is a homeless center right as you enter the city. And it's, first of all, it's always packed. And after the night, they just pour right out into the street in front of it and stay there the rest of the day. And they just park. And in some cases, you see them continue, like there's drinking and drugging going on right there. And in other cases, it's someone who appears to be passing through. I don't know. I can't say, but that's what it looks like, is someone who's just waiting. I don't know where they're. But what has happened this winter is in an empty lot behind the strip mall across the street, there are now at least 40 tents that have been there for 3 months,
right.
2 to 3 months. And the city has put out toilets. What do they call those?
Porta-potties.
Porta-potties and, you know, some water facilities. Mm-hmm. But it's become, I don't know what will cause them to bulldoze it. They live there now.
Right.
And they're right behind, is it Ross? I don't know. It's some store. But
that store's open. Everything in the strip mall is open.
The strip mall has a Cost Plus and a PetSmart, and they're all.
And they're behind it.
Right behind
so
it.
So that's where employees might have to access it and where the garbage goes.
Or warehouse type people.
Sure, people who are dropping off the items that get sold there.
But my point being, that's the homeless center is where a lot of people are focused, and now this tent city has become fairly or partly.
Is it nearby?
It's across the street.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh, they're right.
Go in there and get whatever services, and then they just go back to their tent.
I don't know, but I know that you can't. To me, it seems like you can't have tent cities just.
No, you can't.
You can't just have people living in tent cities. And that's what's going on there. And so is a navigation center totally different and going to do a much better job? I hope so. Mm. But I can see why the people who turned out are saying we can't have this in here. I also can see, and this is a story on my iPad, so I wasn't able to highlight things as I normally do. Some of the people are saying a navigation center would act as a magnet for all things normally associated with homelessness, criminal activity, drug usage, environmental pollution, and both of the visual and physical kind. So there's some people who are paying high rents or high mortgages and saying I don't want the trouble that comes with it.
Right.
There are other people who were there saying, shame on you all. Like there are elderly people who are going to die out in the streets here because you're not willing to let these people get help here in our community.
The people with mental disabilities.
The people who are opposed to this are making me deeply, deeply sad, one woman told the crowd. You're continuing to let elderly people die on the streets.
Any people, you know, that's just, it's awful. It is just that, it is the problem that I just don't know how you solve it.
I know, and that's what, here's another person who stepped up and said, I want one of these in my neighborhood. They want it. Others, they're like, you're nuts. We can't have this here. You're bringing the drugs and the crime right to our
your
front
doorstep.
Door.
Right. Mm. It is just, it's so, it is heartbreaking is the word for it.
We're all for helping the homeless find a better life, but it has to be solved with dignity and respect, and it cannot be dumped on us either, says one of the people who live in the neighborhood. This is a tough one.
It is.
Anyway, that's one
and
of the solutions.
And 225 beds doesn't make a dent in what in the amount of homeless people we have in the city.
I don't know. Well, you've got to start
gotta
somewhere.
Start somewhere.
But that's London Breed's current suggestion, and it's being met. Those were the first two meetings, and they were packed.
Mm-hmm. 408 says, Vinny, it's behind Ross, and three people have died there in the last couple weeks because of a fire.
I'm not surprised. I would have expected drug overdose, because the last little center that they let people camp in, there were ODs mm-hmm. that happened there. Deaths, because, you know.
That happens.
Here's where we're living. We're going to do our thing.
It's been a really brutal winter, too.
I know. And that's, look, I've passed that spot on these rainy and cold days and thought, absolutely, that's a horror show happening over there.
Right.
On the other hand, I think I'd bulldoze that. Like, you just can't have that kind of thing souping in a spot of, like, I don't know why Ross hasn't said, we're out of here.
Right.
We can't.
Any
we
of them.
So
I mean, that is like,
here.
You know, that's, these people are paying, I'm sure, good money for the rent in those places.
You want your customers to be safe.
Right.
You want the homeless people to be safe.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Here's another one of those controversial topics, and then we'll move on to some nonsense. But Italy has banned unvaccinated children from school. This is in Italy. They say parents risk being fined up to $560 if they send their unvaccinated child to school. Children under six, these are the pre-K, and mm-hmm. they can be turned away. Not to be returned to school until they have their vaccinations. Right. The vaccinations include chickenpox, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella.
Yeah, we got to get our kids vaccinated, people. Please stop it with this whole I'm not vaccinating my kids thing. It's ridiculous. You're opening your kid up to potential death. Based on a study that came out 20 years ago that has been debunked a million times and has taken on a life of its own on the internet. It is ridiculous. Get your kids vaccinated.
Measles are back because of the lack of
right.
vaccinations.
It's ridiculous. You hear about the kid, he's like 16, 17 years old. He's like, my mom is insane and I'm going to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another old, he's not a kid. He's a grown-up who didn't get vaccinated and he's got measles now. And he's like, I can't believe
right.
that I didn't get... He's in the hospital with
wow.
measles. He had to be quarantined and this whole thing. And he's like, I wish I'd...
And things like chickenpox, they're not going to kill you, but the older you are when you get them, the worse it is for you. You don't want those when you're 20 years old or older. Stop it. Stop it right now. Go get your kid vaccinated. And don't even write to me because I'm not even going to read it. It's ridiculous.
I'll read it.
Don't read it.
A new survey asked... A new survey asked people all over the world to name their favorite types of cuisine. What's your favorite type of... You love your food, Sarah.
Vinny, I just don't know that I could pick because I get sick of things fast.
Your favorite type of cuisine. You love food.
I know, that's why it's hard to say.
So pick one.
There's so many good things.
It's okay. What? No one's going to be mad. Pick the one, though.
Well,
you can still have Mexican food.
No, I grew
you
up with Vietnamese. Yeah, when it comes to...
Vietnamese.
Comfort, yeah.
Right.
So Vietnamese food.
Yeah, but still...
Can I say my mom's food?
Well, then you'd say what? American cuisine?
Oh, she cooks all kinds of crap.
No, you can't say then your mom's food. Mm. But American cuisine is
seafood. How about that? Can I say seafood?
I was thinking seafood myself. But of course, Mexican
that's not
food.
Really a it's not really a cuisine.
It's a type of meat.
All right, I'm going to say, I'll say Japanese food, I guess.
I'm going to say Mexican. I could eat Mexican every single day.
Oh, you could?
Yes.
Oh.
Here in the United States... The most popular foods are, and number one was American cuisine,
oh.
and that is labeled as hot dogs, hamburgers,
oh.
fast food, barbecue.
Steaks, fried chicken. Come on.
That's number one. Italian came in number two.
I knew Italian would be high
Mexican
up there.
Mexican was number three. Chinese, Spanish, Japanese, Greek, French, Thai.
Oh, Greek is great.
And Caribbean food.
Damn, Greek is freaking
you
delicious.
You have got to go to... Is it Greek? I guess it is. You have got to go to that place I went to
on
Valencia.
What place?
Yeah.
I told you about it.
He talked about it a couple
weeks
ago.
I've been there twice now because the first time I went, I just saw people there, and I'm like, what's going on over there? I see something sneaky happening.
And what did you get?
The locals are into. They're up to something. I'm going to follow someone in and see what gives. I got this chicken salad thing that was just unbelievable. I showed you the picture, didn't I?
I think so.
I took a picture of food.
Yeah, you never
It was
that.
So good. I wouldn't. Why would I?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, I changed my answer to Greek.
It's so good. You got to
so
go
want
to this
a Greek
place.
Salad
souvlas?
Right now. Oh, souvla.
Oh,
that sounds
right.
Greek.
Yeah.
Souvlas SF? God, it was so good. Mm-hmm. And I went back. I told the lady, too, when I walked in, because I was like, clearly these people know this place kills. So I just went to the lady at the counter and I was like, what are people getting? So she gave me what to get.
Yeah, it's souvla. On Valencia Street.
Nice. Boom. You gotta go. And I think there's a couple of them. It's not just one.
I just, oh. Mm.
It says hip haunts featuring roasted meat sandwiches and salads plus frozen Greek yogurt, beer and wine.
And I got some French fry thing.
Oh.
With some weird dip that she said, this is what people get here.
What, like a night aioli or something?
It was more like, I don't know what it was, but I just went, whatever.
<ate it. laughs>
I just told her, give me whatever everyone, what your thing is.
All right.
And it was killer. Worldwide, the most popular cuisines are Italian, number one.
Mm.
Chinese, number two.
Mm.
I love Chinese food, but I cannot find a good place by my house.
You know, I've been having trouble too. I haven't, you know, I used to eat Chinese food all the time, and then this one place I really liked went away. And
Japanese,
isn't there
Thai,
some good places. Like, I guess, you know, if you want to go chain, like PF Chang, or you know,
yeah,
in a pinch.
I'd rather go to a mom.
Why
pot.
Can't I find the killer spot though?
That's
there's just no one has said. Oh my god.
Well, maybe talking about some recommendations.
Maybe.
Yeah, they'll
can
roll
give
in.
You. Yeah, word of mouth is the best.
Yeah.
Italian, though, highly ranked here in the United States and worldwide, it's number one.
Number one.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. So you can call that number or you text us. Like you text.
Sure.
You put in the number and then you write stuff and then we get it. 415 says, regarding the surveys you are asked to fill out, this is often based on how people are paid, especially the grunt workers. If you give anything less than an 8 across the board in satisfaction, the low-paid worker will have their quarterly bonus reduced. This is especially frustrating when the customer has no idea and gives me a low score because they don't like the website. It's incredibly frustrating and unfair, and it's very typical. Listen, I get that your boss is tripping. An 8 is a perfectly good score. I would love for someone to say I look like I'm an 8.
Right.
An 8
I think
is incredible.
7 sounds like a good score. You know?
If based on your looks, if someone calls you an 8, you're good.
Dude, okay, if you're an 8, you're a supermodel.
Right.
You are good looking if you're an 8. I think an 8's, so, you know, that problem is your boss not accepting an 8.
Well, and it's probably your boss getting told by corporate, here's how it works. Yeah, the survey thing is lame. You're almost better off just not filling it out because then you're not going to hurt anybody.
Oh, really?
That's what I say.
831 says, damn, Sarah on that Ariana Grande track had me laughing out loud.
I want it. I like it.
The best part is it wasn't you from, that was a tape. That's,
yeah.
That's Bryn mixing.
Right.
Not sure. You got it.
You got it. I know. I don't even know what I'm saying. I think I'm saying that in the way background, and they just, you know, when we don't have the third party audio on the, then it just stands out.
Yeah.
And then some stupid intern said, "Oh, good. Look what I found. It's fun."
510 says,
went, "Mwah,
They charge them with mail fraud because it makes it a federal crime."
Oh, okay.
That's why I think the tax problem is also it's fed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it makes it a really big problem. Tips for college cost cutting. Let your kids get into college on their own.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. She's going to have a fund, but I'm going to say to her.
She's figure out where she's going and work hard to get
there. I'm going to tell her the facts. MiraCosta Junior College kid, that was me. And then I caught the radio wave and rode that into my 50s.
Oh. I mean, unless something drastic happens in the next month, you did ride it into your 50s. That's a long wave.
Right. Exactly right. In Mexico, horchata is also slang for orgy.
What?
It is?
Yuzi, you horchata. Knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
We can tell you know it just by the way you say it. Say it.
Horchata?
Horchata.
Oh, see, horchata? She's up to no good.
Horchata. Well, yes, I am up for horchata.
Do you like some?
I like it.
Yes, please.
I want it. Right. I drink it.
Do Vinny it. Yuzette said she has an ABCD. I'm not reading that one. Had to do with meat.
Every day.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with R. Kelly, and we'll see how far we get.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.